Welcome to this podcast, which looks at how to mitigate the penalty regime and what is a reasonable excuse for a failure or when a mistake occurs. In the UK, we have the most voluminous and complex legislation for tax in the world. That's not something that should give us pride, but it does give a cause of concern that mistakes might occur. And when a mistake occurs, or a taxpayer fails to do something, there is a general excuse that if they have a reasonable excuse as defined in the law and by the courts, they can escape penalties. In our regime, we have a lot of sticks with which to beat errant taxpayers, but we have very little carrots to motivate taxpayers, and we have extensive penalty regimes for both direct and indirect tax. But all of these penalty regimes are mitigated if the taxpayer has a reasonable excuse for failing to do something which ought to have been done. This is in the direct tax legislation at section 118, and in the notes that accompany this podcast, I've set out more detail of the relevant legislation. A reasonable excuse is strictly interpreted both by HMRC and the courts, and what is clear from the courts is that the courts are more lenient generally than HMRC. So if you think that you've got a reasonable excuse and HMRC don't agree and the penalty is substantial, you may want to consider taking it to the court. But what I would advise is that you have to make a commercial decision, and if you're looking at a penalty that has a small fixed element, say a £100 penalty, the commercial cost of going to the tribunal to resolve this would far outweigh the penalty. Having said that, the imposition of a penalty has other repercussions, such as your risk assessment, and it may be worth challenging, especially if you feel strongly that you had a reasonable excuse for failing to do something. The courts have looked at reasonable excuse, and they recognise that serious illness is a reasonable excuse, as is bereavement of a close relative, and catastrophes such as fire, flooding, computer failure, or record destruction that was purely accidental. But again, the courts are quite keen to ensure that taxpayers don't abuse this. And if you have a serious illness, that will be a reasonable excuse. But as soon as you have recovered sufficiently to return to work, the courts expect you to get on with your tax returns. So they clearly give a very high priority to making sure that people comply with their fiscal obligations. The courts have also looked at what might be a reasonable excuse in areas of complexity, and tax is complex. So my advice would always be, if in doubt, clearly document and leave large footprints about the decision you made and why you treated a matter in a particular way. Because if you've considered it carefully, but got it wrong in a complex area of taxation, you've made a mistake. You haven't failed to take reasonable care, and therefore you should not be within the penalty regime, which is found in Schedule 24, Finance Act 2007. When HMRC seek a tax-geared penalty, the onus lies on them to prove that an offence has been committed, because Article 6 of the European Convention on Human Rights states that everyone charged with a criminal offence shall be presumed innocent until proved guilty according to the law. So HMRC need to be able to bring forward evidence that shows to a high standard of probability, but it is the civil standard of proof of the balance of probability, that a failure has occurred. And the onus lies with them to prove that. And in many cases, a challenge for a penalty could fail at the first hurdle if the taxpayer simply questioned that. There's also the doctrine of proportionality. And arguably, a number of the penalties which are brought forward by HMRC breach that doctrine of proportionality. For example, Schedule 55 of Finance Act 2009 imposes a £100 penalty if you file a paper return after 31st October, and yet it only costs HMRC £6 to process a paper return. So there's an argument that says that it's a disproportionate penalty. My advice is don't bother with such arguments, because it will cost you a lot more than £100 to take litigation and go to the tribunal. I hope that this podcast has given you some clarification on where reasonable excuse might help you avoid a penalty or reduce a penalty. The notes contain fuller references. Thanks for listening.